Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly M. Menevil is our guest, as I promised you. I'm glad she's here, too. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's one of the top communication experts in our Brain Trust, but she's also become, and this is something I'm very proud of her for, she's become an expert on women's business issues. And she's served in a number of capacities and risen to the top of these organizations like the National Organization of Women Business Owners, NABO. She's a past president of that organization and a number of other things. She speaks all over the world on women's issues and recently got another recognition that I'm going to let her tell us about, for which I'm very proud of her. She's our good friend, Beverly M. Menevil. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning to you and all the listeners.
It's good to have you back. Now, tell us about this new recognition.
Thank you. I received a 3-year federal appointment to serve on the National Women's Business Council.
Right.
This council was created back in 1988 by H.R. 5050, and one of its purposes is to advise the President, Congress, and the SBA about women's business issues in any legislature that might need to be passed.
You know, folks, what my grandmother used to say, the cream always rises to the top. And Beverly, you keep rising to the top of these organizations, and we're proud of you. And it's been fun to see you blossom as over the last 6 or 7 or 8 years that you and I've known each other. I knew you back when, and it's been fun to see you blossom as an international resource. And
thank
not
you.
Just a national resource, but an international resource. Speaking of which, you're going to China next month, aren't you?
I am. I am a keynote speaker at the 3rd annual conference of the America-China Women's Business Leaders, and it's in Beijing. And, you know, if we look around, you cannot go into a store and find things that don't say made in China. I mean, they
right.
totally dominate so many industries, including, you know, textiles and
everything. Everything. Golf clubs are made in China these days. I mean, high quality golf clubs are made in China these days.
Right. You know, it used to be Japan. Everything was made in Japan, and we used to laugh at it. At least I'm old enough that I can remember that something made in Japan was, we wouldn't give that as a gift.
Right.
And now, you know, they've risen, you know, to the top.
Now they have the Lexus and the you know, some of the finest cars on the road. And no, exactly, that paradigm has shifted, as Joel Barker says. But you know, we were just talking to Robert Fritz, who's just gotten back from China. And he was talking about the markets over there. The marketplace is filled with Western products.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I made was, is yes, they probably are Western brands. The products probably were not made in America. They were probably made right there in China or nearby, somewhere in the Pacific Rim. But my question is, we know they weren't made in the United States and shipped over to China. We know they were made there locally. But they're U.S. brands, and that's what attracts these, especially young Chinese people, to our brand. To the Western brands. But my question is somebody paying an American company for the use of that brand? That's what I want to know. Is there a licensing arrangement there where the U.S. the Levi's or whoever is getting paid for that, or is it being ripped off? That's the question.
There are a lot of American companies who have plants in China. It's amazing.
Yep.
How many, you know, I was just talking to some of my clients. You know, I work in a lot of big businesses as clients, telling them I was going to Beijing, and I was amazed how many of them had a plant or had an office or a division in China.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of franchises, American franchises that are over there. And from my understanding at this point, it's really tough just to go over and, you know, start selling in China. especially with it being a communist country. However, they want you to partner with someone in China,
right?
In order to, you know, run the business.
You know, I've been thinking about you lately, Beverly, with regard to the challenges China has with some of their products lately, in the last few months, and thinking about, you know, how you could help them with their messaging, because as you know, as we all know, the first thing that hit really this year was the pet food, the poisoning of American pets from food that was made in China. Now, you and I both know that we've had those kinds of things with American products here, that we had the spinach issue, and we've had other issues that where American products have poisoned people. And then we had then we had the toothpaste issue, right? We had that that thing, and that was not good. But that could happen. We've had those kinds of things happen here. But the last thing, Beverly, which to me was the bonehead one, and that was the lead paint on toys thing. Now you and I both know that Americans, the world has known for over 30 years that lead is dangerous.
Right.
How could somebody in China not know not to paint? How could they not know that you're not supposed to paint anything, let alone toys, with lead paint? How would you help them with that messaging, Beverly?
Pardon?
How would you help them with that messaging?
Well, you know, I think they need to do a little research, a little more quality control. They have so many people, and
1.3 billion.
You just have to wonder.
The middle class is the size of the United States.
Well, yeah. For instance, in I was looking up the statistics on women business centers in China.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 billion of them. And yet that only comprises...
Wait a minute.
I mean, 20 million. 20 million.
Yeah,
20
okay.
million women business owners in China. And that only constitutes 20% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the States, we have 10 million, and that comprises 50% of the population. For businesses. So, yeah, they're huge. When they're that... Can you just imagine that many people...
Well, the thing is,
to control all of that and quality.
Exactly,
control?
And the United States. You know, one of my friends says that we have to remember that 95% of our global customers are not Americans; they're outside the United States.
Oh yeah.
And many of them are in China. What we got to do is find out how to do business with China,
yes,
without getting killed or without getting our property stolen. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Beverly in Manibal. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check it out, both of them out, when you get a chance. One is where you can find all of our media, all of our shows, and the archives of our past shows. You can podcast those, use them to your little heart's content. You can read articles, hundreds of those, thousands actually of articles and archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Our blog is there, our newsletter. You can subscribe to that while you're there. It's free, comes every week by email, get you ready for the week ahead. It comes on Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, Ask Jim is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get answers right now. And that's askjim.biz. And Beverly M. Manibal is all over smallbusinessadvocate.com. She's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years, and her archives are there. If you're a business owner, especially if you're trying to communicate better, especially if you're a woman business owner, she's got a lot of good stuff there that she's left with us over the years. And, Beverly, for that, we appreciate you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, I went on that site and looked at all your Brain Trust members. All I can say is you have a very large brain. My claim to fame, Jim, is that I'm the only Brain Trust member whose last name starts with an I. So I need to keep that. So, you know,
exactly.
So watch it.
Well, we've been protecting that for you, Beverly. We've had other people who've tried to horn in on you. No, we wouldn't let them do it.
All right, Emil, I'm the eye.
There you go. Give us your website, please, Beverly.
It's talklisten.com. And we have a free newsletter that comes out every month. It's called The Exchange. And you can go on talklisten.com and go into the archives and look back three, four, 5 years. And you can sign up and receive it absolutely free.
Check it out, folks, at talklisten.com. Okay, we're talking about China. You know, one of the things that how would you recommend that a U.S. company that wanted to have China be part of its, you know, part of its components, part of its structure, you know, either outsourcing some part of it, of the process, or doing some assembly or whatever they may be doing, how would you recommend that they communicate that to their customers so that it comes across in the most effective way?
Well, I think they need to do their homework, as I'm doing. I'll know a lot more after I get back from this conference in China. But there is a website that's very helpful, and it's www.acbwa.org. That's acbwa.org. And there's a lot of information on there about, you know, how to, everything from how to get a visa to how to do some, exchanges, how to find someone in China who would be willing to, talk to you about setting up a partnership.
And by the way, folks, that's the American China Businesswomen Alliance, which is what the ACBWA stands for.
Right.
This website and organizations like this is all about just making sure that you know as much as you can about the culture, about the way the people do business over there. Basically networking, isn't it?
It is, and it's understanding the culture, how they do business. I mean, let's understand that, you know, this is a communist country, so. The government's going to be very involved in anything that is done. Talk about red tape. Magnify that, a huge number of times. You know, and many small businesses will think, oh, I don't want to do, I can't do business in China. Well, it truly is a global marketplace.
I know small business owners that are.
I do too.
And they've just outsourced one piece of the pie. And many of them were able to add American jobs by doing it, by outsourcing things to China. Their organization is actually bigger than it would have been had they not outsourced.
Exactly.
It didn't cost jobs. In those cases, it made jobs.
Right. So I think the initial is do your research and then really connect and establish a relationship. Most, I cannot say most, but... You know, wherever you go in the globe, English is the business language. So
it's the
language
it's the universal language of business. English is.
Yes,
much to the chagrin of the French, Beverly, English is the universal business.
Messy. Didn't say that through my nose quite enough.
Yeah, you got to kind of snoot at that a little bit. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, we think that language is a huge barrier, when in fact it may not be language as much as it is just culture. Anyone living in any mid-sized town up to first-tier city in the United States, if you look around, you will be able to find someone who was born and raised in China who is now living in the United States, and they speak English very well. Talk to them about China. They love to talk about their homeland. Mm-hmm. And you can just glean so much information. I have a Chinese client down in Atlanta, and I've just been picking his brain as I'm preparing for this speech that I'm going to be giving next month in Beijing. And so that, I mean, that's just a very easy, no-cost way to do your homework.
Beverly, we got to wrap it up, but I'm looking forward to hearing how things went when you get back.
I'll have a lot more information when I come back, Jim.
Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
Beverly Imeniba, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break, right back with Jory and Clark. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.